I've been planting seeds on the ground, watering them with my sweat and tears, scattering them all around. Guess it's what I'm supposed to do with my years. Funny thing is, I may know what I've planted.
Jim's on the line and wants to join the conversation with Bill McDorman of the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance and Farmer Greg of the Urban Farm. Welcome to the conversation, Jim.
Thank you. Yeah, I had just horrible luck with my Anasazi beans last year. I started them at the beginning of March. Is that the right time to start them?
So you're up in Flagstaff.
He's in Chandler.
Oh, no,
you're,
Chandler.
You're in Chandler? You know, they were traditionally grown in the Four Corners area, and they were probably, we don't know for sure. They were found in, we think the ancestors to Anasazi beans were found in a clay pot. And they really are from the Anasazi. We don't know how old they were. They're extremely adaptable.
So
to lots of different conditions, and were primarily a monsoon feature. So they may not have been planted as early as March. I'm not sure. You know, what I would say is keep trying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep trying, because in the diversity of if even a small amount of seeds that you have, you know, some of those are going to make it probably. And those are the ones you want to save and go on with.
Right.
How's that?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, soil's always an issue. You know, building healthier soil. You know, so make sure that your soil is nice and healthy. Go back and listen to last week's Rosie on the House, our segment on soil.
You know, they don't like.
Yeah, I've been listening.
They don't like that much water, though.
For a while.
Yeah, just make sure you don't overwater them.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Jim. Let us keep us up to date on how those do. And when we get done, we'll make some bean soup and we'll put some andouille sausage in there with it. We'll bring the Cajun sausage, you bring the beans, and we'll have a little red beans and rice. Now, you were talking during the break, Bill, about the adaptability of older seeds.
Yeah. You know, if you think about it, all our major food plants, whether they're beans or peas or tomatoes, peppers, they all came from wild plants. You know, they were just growing in the wild. And somebody a long time ago took care to save some of the seeds from the ones they liked that were better, a little bigger, sweeter. Generally, humans like things that are sweeter. So we got rid of bitters, got rid of the bitters in melons and squashes, things like that. Easier to harvest. You know, we were selecting so we could get our food easier. And so every time we do that, every time we save seeds for something we want, we leave out something. We leave out some of that wild. And so the older you go back through the varieties of things that make up our modern diet, the more natural diversity is in it. So it can adapt to more different kinds of places. So example, corn is basically a tropical grass, 18 to 24 inches tall originally, still grows outside of Oaxaca where it was first found. Our evidence is 8,700 years ago. Little teeny hard rocks, black rocks. That's been taken all over the world, you know, that there was enough natural diversity in that people all over the planet, whether you're in Italy or you're in the United States, actually, and even in Anchorage, Alaska, they're growing corn now. They found a way to save seeds and adapt a variety up in Alaska.
Isn't that amazing?
Right. So, but all of that diversity was in that original plant. So what they did was go back and find older varieties of corn. Not our modern industrial ones that have been bred for real uniformity, but they went back to the older ones and just saved seeds from the ones that worked up where they were. And everybody could do that. And so we're passing out seeds here in Phoenix. These are all, every variety that we have here. I owned a small seed company for 28 years. And I'm still learning, but I learned a lot about who grows what and where. And this is probably the greatest selection of adaptable land races that could be put together for the Southwest at this moment.
The seeds that we have at the seed.
The seeds that we have. We have to, you know, be able to buy in bulk. We get them directly from farmers. We put them in buckets so they're the cheapest you'll ever find them. But a lot of thought has gone in. We have Anasazi beans, for example.
Yep.
In there. And so you can take those up to Flagstaff. We have people that take them all over the United States now when they get them. And so the trick is, though, stay long enough to take the class on how to save your own seeds. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about that, I think, here coming up a little bit more in the broadcast. And then save the ones that work for you. And then you're adapting those to your backyard and keeping alive a 10,000-year-old tradition that made available all the food that we have, actually.
How efficient to grow corn in Alaska, and you can freeze it there, too.
Oh, no kidding.
No,
that's good.
Very little travel cost.
Yeah, just leave it on there and go out in December. And
the hard part about all of this is not overdoing it. You know, when you get started and you get the garden and...
To get so caught up and excited and overdo the process so you burn yourself out.
Right.
So I get this a lot at the Urban Farm because people come onto the property at the Urban Farm. It's near 16th Street in Glendale, and I do tours three or four times a year. And people come onto the property, and they're overwhelmed by what's going on there. And I said, listen, this happened over 29 years. It didn't happen overnight. So what you want to do is you want to pick one thing, do it, be successful at it, and then add something else so that we don't overwhelm ourselves. That's part of the process for us.
That's a great strategy. Pick one thing, start with there, and then gradually add on.
Yeah.
Well, and the other great thing about seed saving, and Greg's a great example of that, when he has a story about how he walked around behind his chicken coop and found basil growing, even though he hadn't planted it there for 4 years. It was growing and saving its own seed and coming up every year without any work at all.